Supporting bereaved clients at the Arthur Funeral Home, Joni Cook saw firsthand the importance of seizing the day and living life with no regrets. This knowledge played a big part in her decision to retire, in January 2023. Working here, you realize you can't take things for granted. You don't get a do-over, said Cook. Her plans include more travel, and the opportunity to spend more time with her adult children, who don't live in the area. I want to be able to visit them without time constraints, said Cook. Looking back over her more than 30-year profession in the bereavement sector, Cook felt nothing but gratitude for her experiences, and most importantly, the relationships she has forged. You meet people time and time again, as people experience a death several times in their life. It's a privilege when they say, "We dealt with you last time, everything was well handled, and you took really good care of our family, we really appreciate what you did." That's pretty special, you never take that for granted, Cook mused. Funnily enough, Cook never thought of working in the bereavement sector. I wanted to be a flight attendant, and work in the travel sector, she explained. I was actually working at a travel agency and was boarding with the owner of the funeral home. He kept telling me I needed to work for them, asking and asking. Finally, I said I would try it for 2 weeks. At the end of the 2 weeks, he told Cook she should go to school and persuaded her to go to Humber College for the funeral services program. She did, and never looked back. I am so grateful he persisted, she said. He told me, "You're just traveling in a different direction now," she laughed. To help prepare her workplace for her retirement, Cook stepped down from her role as manager to assistant manager almost a year ago, in order to mentor Zach Good, her replacement in the managerial spot. "I have been fortunate to have Joni stay for a year to help me transition into the manager position," Good said. "Through her extensive network, she has introduced me to many new contacts both in our company and our community. She has also been a valuable resource as an advisor throughout the past year." Good earned his diploma in funeral service education from Humber College and then his funeral director's license in 2012, but has been working in the industry since 2009. "I'm proud of our team, guiding families through one of the most challenging times in life with the utmost professionalism and empathy," said Zach. "I am comfortable and confident in leading our team forward into a new era in funeral services." Cook added, "It's time for a change. It's time for the younger generation to step up. They don't necessarily need to do things the way I have always done them. Handing over the reins is not a bad thing when you do it on your own terms. I feel really good about it. Happy retirement, Joni Cook, and enjoy your role as manager, Zach Good." Learn more about Arthur Funeral Home, Barton and Kitely Chapel online here.